Our next story is about Nico DeMarco. Like many white-collar Washingtonians, DeMarco has a creative side gig. He's a DJ, and a rather successful one at that. But if you met him on the street, you might not expect him to have a career in music. Why?
I'm a fourth-generation deaf person from a deaf family. Oh, yeah.
We'll let WAMU's arts and culture reporter, Michaela LaFrac, take it from here.
DeMarco has loved music ever since he was a little kid. He and his brothers would pile into their mom's car and put the radio on full blast. His mom would move the dial until she got to one of his favorite channels, late 90s pop or hip-hop. Baby, bye, 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 bye. The car would vibrate with sound.
And I'd find a rhythm and tell my mom, stay with that channel.
Were you an NSYNC or a Backstreet Boys kind of guy?
Oh, I can't pick one.
DeMarco can't hear music, but he can feel the vibrations thumping through his body. That's why he was always asking his mom to turn up the music, pump up the bass.
We tell her to turn it on full blast, put it on max. My family was always pretty surprised, saying, are you sure you don't hear?
He's sure. He can't hear melody, lyrics, anything. The voice you hear right now is actually an American Sign Language interpreter who sat in on our interviews. We met a few times at DeMarco's alma mater, Gallaudet University in Northeast D.C. Its student body is deaf and hard of hearing. DeMarco loved the culture there.
I'd rather just have it up front. Hey, I'm a deaf DJ. I'm proud to be deaf.
D.C. has one of the largest communities of deaf and hard-of-hearing people in the country due to Gallaudet. DeMarco started DJing when he was in college there. Through technology, music is a big part of campus life. Audiology professor Larry Midweski is hard-of-hearing himself. He says if you walk around campus today, you'll see lots of kids with headphones on.
You didn't see that before, but the output levels are such that they can hear it or feeling it in their ears. But they're enjoying music.
Undergrads blast music at their parties and hire DJs like DeMarco to play at events. There's even a device that people can wear on their backs that helps transmit musical vibrations into their bodies.
The more deeper sounds are being perceived lower in the body, and the higher pitch notes are being perceived higher up, like in the neck area, so it can flow up and down. That's what makes the experience more enjoyable.
DeMarco doesn't wear one of those devices, but he does use huge subwoofers and amps to get the music pumping in his apartment and out at clubs.
Huge! If I turn it on, you're going to feel that. Your whole body will feel that rhythm.
The technology that really changed things for him was this iPhone app called Shazam. It came out about a decade ago. If you haven't used it, you hold your phone up as a song is playing, and the app identifies it almost immediately. When DeMarco feels a rhythm he likes, he Shazams it and checks out the lyrics. Sometimes he is shocked.
And I look at the lyrics sometimes and I'm thinking, oh, what? That's not a song for everyone.
Unintentionally playing a scandalous song in front of kids or at a wedding? That's one challenge of being a deaf DJ. Another one is volume. When he DJs for mixed audiences, sometimes the hearing people can't handle the level of sound that deaf people need in order to feel the music. DeMarco's learned to keep earplugs around to give out. But a lot of times, audiences don't even know he's deaf. I went to see him perform at a DC brewery earlier this year, and people in the crowd, like Josh Baker and Kelsey Dwyer, were really surprised to find out.
It's amazing, because like I didn't even know until you said anything that he was deaf. So it's not like any different experience from like a listener perspective.
And he's obviously doing an awesome job.
DeMarco also loves inspiring deaf and hard of hearing people to dance. His Instagram is filled with videos of him dancing. And his most requested songs usually have set choreography. Think Electric Slide. People just feel more confident when they know what dance moves to do. The number one request he gets? A little song called The Wobble by V.I.C. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. People will go nuts and jump on the floor to dance to that because they know how to dance to that song. It's a deaf thing. It's a deaf thing.
It's kind of an everyone thing. DeMarco still works full-time as a government IT specialist and DJs in the evenings and on weekends. He's really happy with the life he's created here in D.C.
Well, I don't mind being a deaf DJ because, you know, very often people don't get that deaf people can do anything. So I just try to represent my community and do everything I can to help them visualize a future that's broad, without limits.
For WAMU, I'm Michaela LaFrac.